Welcome back to the Common Room, also known as Creative Differences.
Oh, we said that together.
Wow. Ooh.
Tim, does your mic work?
Do you
want
to talk now?
Does it work?
It works.
It does work.
Oh,
talk
my gosh.
Like as a sentence?
Talk like as a sentence.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Perfect. Nice job, Tim. Great job.
Thank you. Thank
we love you,
now,
Tim.
Oh, what a tiring week this has been. It's only
it's been
Wednesday.
A rough week. It's been a really rough week. Yeah, we're all having a tough time.
I keep on telling myself to study. And then I don't, and I'm going to start tomorrow.
Same.
Sorry, Mom, if you're listening, but I am going to start tomorrow.
It is her birthday.
It is her birthday. Happy birthday. Again. Still your birthday. Your card's in the mail. it'll get there eventually.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Price.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Price.
Nope, nope, not Price. It's Coin.
Mrs. Coin?
Yeah.
Mrs. Coin.
Coin, like as in penny coin.
Sure. Like, you know my middle name.
Ah, yeah.
What's your middle name?
You know it. I just said it. Coin Price.
C-O-I-N.
Nope.
What is the price of a coin?
C-O-Y-N-E.
Ooh, that's fun.
It is fun.
That's quite fun.
It's a fun name.
It is a fun name.
Malton Coin Price. Why wasn't I named Cash? I don't know. Cash Coin Price. I think that would have been the best choice.
That would have been.
But I like Malton.
Abraham from the penny.
Abraham.
Because he's on the penny.
We're from England.
I had a bit of a blunder earlier this evening. So, who was it? So what's his name?
Matt
said,
not Spencer, not Clark, not James.
What did Matt ask
Steve?
You?
He asked me if I liked, as I'm from England, do
like
I like Formula One?
And then he said, you're from the UK, and I said, And then you said sorta. You said kinda. And then I said
because I left when I was young.
And then
young.
I said you're not from Ireland. And then I was,
and then
yeah,
I had to tell
was,
him
was silly.
That Ireland is not what he just asked.
It was dumb.
It was dumb.
It Tim, was you're, a looking, sad, you're looking dumb very comment. Comfortable over there in that chair.
You do.
It's 100 degrees in here.
You're not talking into your mic.
Quite hot here.
Yes, I am.
Are you?
You're doing a good job.
Speak again.
Speak again.
Speak louder.
Louder.
Speak
Tim,
loud.
Use
like
your poker voice.
Yeah.
Okay, this is loud. Is this better?
Keep speaking.
I think it's fine. They can hear him fine.
Apparently not.
I hear him fine in my thing.
I don't hear anything in my things.
Nice job with the cough there, Tim. Anyway.
Are we going to speak this show? We should speak more. Last week,
I mean, we've got the all-star group.
People liked, what did we talk about?
I liked the William
Shakespeare. Oh, they did not like the grammar screw-up,
no,
so.
And no one.
Oh, God.
Evan got, like, a talking
I got a talking
about
to
grammar
by
his mother.
Mother and girlfriend both gave me a conversation about that. That was rough.
It wasn't even a conversation. It was, like, kind of an aggressive conversation.
It was fun.
Maybe it's because you're an English major and you don't know your grammar.
I think there are more important things to be concerned about as an English major than grammar. Like I
and that's like a confusing point in grammar. We should talk about it. We'll get there with that.
let's just go into something completely different. Tim, how was your day today?
Oh, never mind.
No, we're not going to do that.
Had a calc exam. Did not go well.
Would you like to elaborate? People like to hear your voice.
No, they don't.
No one has said that they don't like to hear your voice, though. So.
That is true. That is very true. I don't know how I did on it. Probably, you know, low 80.
That's fine.
I like low 80s.
But
yeah.
I am a math major.
That's a passing
so
grade.
Hope to do better on that.
But what calc are you in?
What's not
calc
a passing grade
two?
In college?
I'm in calc 1, so I'd be happy if I was in calc 2 and got a low B.
But I'm not happy. My mom's not
well,
happy.
If I got any B in a math class, I would be shooting for the stars. I'd be over the moon.
When I get a B in my calc class, I will be happy.
If I get a B in my calc class, I will not be
happy. Finally be happy.
I will finally feel accomplished in math.
Oh, in other news regarding Martin's happiness, he got very sunburned over the weekend.
Oh,
Martin had a rough weekend.
Related to my happiness. I
because
was
you weren't happy.
Happy
this weekend.
It made us happy.
No, I was happy this weekend.
Well, other than, I mean, well, when you got back from your first show and you were sunburned.
Should I say the story that happened in my first show?
Oh, yeah. Martin had a rough morning.
Was it
Saturday morning?
So,
yeah.
Saturday morning, the equestrian team left for a show that is like an hour away, and I felt sick the entire car ride. And then if you don't like gross stuff, you should stop listening. But as we were parking, it was just a field is the parking lot, and we were entering the field, and I realized I don't just feel sick, I'm gonna be sick. And here I am sitting in the middle of the car, which is not the prime location if you're going to be sick. And so I didn't want to panic them. I calmly asked them, Lindsay, who was the driver, could you please park the car quicker? I think I'm about to vomit. And Lindsay, based on my calmness or something, thought I was kidding, which I don't know why I would randomly say that out of the blue. But everyone else in the car panicked. So clearly my attempt to not panic them didn't work very well. And they yelled at her to park quicker. And then as they parked, the two people on either side, like, scrambled to get their, what's it called? Seatbelt. It's their seatbelts undone. And the sider went out. Actually, she didn't even get her seatbelt undone. She just, like, threw herself kind of out of the car. And then I went out past. And then I was like, well, I can't just vomit here. Because I was stepping it. So I went to the fence and then I vomited. And it was all because I had two stir fries late in the evening.
And so after this realization, we realized Martin is eating an unhealthy amount of stir fry.
Eating an L. But then, not that night, like 2 nights later, we went to Upper Farallon, which is a dining hall.
Ah, yeah.
And then
above lower.
Above
yes.
lower. Yeah.
You know, you would
which
think that
is
yeah.
like a dining hall
yeah.
instead of like
a Wawa type situation. People
situation.
Here would understand that. Yeah.
Or like you order your food and you grab it and leave.
Yes.
So we went to Upper, and I, with my allergies, went behind the serving area, I don't know what it's called, and got my plate from the chef, and she was like, here's what it is. And I think I wasn't allergic to anything, so I grabbed it, and then I ate some mashed potatoes, and they were some good mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
they were good, and then I had a reaction. So rough. Now I'm back to eating stir fry at lower.
Anyway, let's turn our attention to Tim.
Timothy.
Tim, you're rather quiet.
Tim.
I'm always quiet.
You're not quiet. You're not quiet. You're quieter than Sam.
It's a new setting. I'm not comfortable. I will get there.
Get comfortable.
You just gotta get comfortable. It's like talking. It is talking.
It essentially just becomes talking with your buddies.
You have to realize that the people listening, you don't care about them.
I don't care. I mean, I do care about them.
Well, I care about the people listening, but like as you're talking, as long as you stay like safe with stuff said, it's just a casual conversation between friends.
No one that cares about me is watching.
That's not true. That's not true.
Why don't you tell your girlfriend to listen?
I will next week.
Let's talk about your girlfriend.
Why?
Well, what's her name?
Her name is Katie.
Where does she go to school?
University of Delaware.
What grade is she in?
How many
She's
people?
A sophomore.
Wait, how many people go there? It's like a
about
lot.
About 25,000.
Right? That's a lot.
A lot bigger than Lafayette.
That's
about 10 times the size.
No. a little bit less, yeah.
I thought there were like 20...
No, 2,600.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, you know what? Tim was on the money. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a math major, okay?
Oh, wow. We're 2,600, right?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second.
You trusted the math major.
Yeah, no.
He's in Calc 2.
He is in Calc 2. That means he has big brains.
Yes, me is in Calc 2. Is that right, Evan? Is me in Calc 2 right?
He's making a grammar joke.
I was making a grammar joke. To the English major.
Dead air.
It's not dead air. He's making a joke.
Yeah, I know. I don't find it amusing.
Okay, well, I found it amusing.
Thank you, Martin.
Yeah, but well, you find everything Tim says amusing, don't you?
I think a topic we should never go back to is grammar.
Yeah.
Because it won't go well. William Shakespeare, however, that's a good topic.
Please never
Might be a girl.
There. Might be... No, he isn't.
Might be a woman. We don't know that.
I don't think so.
All right.
I strongly doubt it.
Anyways.
up next are my two songs.
Would you like me to say them?
No, I have them.
Okay. Are you sure?
What did I choose first, though? I chose Our House. Oh, last week we played Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And this week we are again playing Our House, but this time it's the Madness version, which is an entirely different song.
Lots of rain.
And welcome back. Oh, now I can hear myself. That's a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
I like that fade. I'm going to talk over it.
Yeah, that felt good.
That was a good intro.
Good execution right there. Yeah.
What were we going to talk about?
I don't know. Oh, introduce the last song. Remember, I cut you off before. This one.
What? Oh, that was when... you said introduce, but we just heard it. Anyways, that was When the Night Comes by Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah.
I've read a lot of their songs.
You know, yeah, no, I like...
I like them.
Ticket to the Moon's a good song.
Ticket to the Moon is a great song.
I enjoy that song.
There's a song, I think, called, like, Telephone or something that I need to re-listen to, but I think it's a very good song.
Interesting.
I have a lot of... They probably... My playlist is one playlist. It's a playlist of, like, 200 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think ELO might have the most songs on there.
I had a playlist in high school that I called Driving, and I specifically tailored it to songs that are good to drive to, but at a certain point, it just became songs that I liked.
Yeah.
And then it turned into, like, a 600-song playlist.
My dad has a Pandora playlist, which is about, like, 135 songs. And when we drove down here for freshman orientation, he played it, and I liked most of those songs.
Oh, yeah.
They're good. They're like your music, actually.
Heck yeah.
It's good songs.
Oh, yeah. What was that face?
My eyelid got, like, caught. And I had to...
Got caught in what?
My eye. I don't know. The skin. Tim, why aren't you saying anything?
I don't relate to any of what you're talking about right now.
It's just banter. We're talking, as Martin would say, it's just
you're
banter.
You're talking about old songs.
I don't think I've ever said banter.
You say it well, though.
I do say it well.
Banter. You say bloody a lot.
What do I say?
Bloody. Like, bloody.
I don't, though.
You did one time, I think.
I think once.
Maybe not.
Said bloody hell.
It was a good one, though.
Anyways. Oh, it's your music up next, isn't it?
It is. Do we just want to jump in, or are we going to...
I feel like we should talk.
Yeah, I want to talk, too, but someone's being a little quiet.
Timothy. Timothy.
Lee.
Something. Leak?
Lee.
Lee? Leary. I like Lee.
I don't.
He was just James, right?
James.
I like James.
I knew James. James is... I like James. James, it sounds is a good name. Very formal.
I'm not a formal guy, though.
You're not, but it suits you still. I think you could be a James.
I think it's a biblical thing.
You could be a James.
You think so?
Yeah.
Tim, I don't think anyone looks like a Tim.
There aren't very many
Tims.
No,
you look like a Tim. You're just a very... Just
average. Not boring guy.
Not average, not boring. No, you're extraordinary, Tim.
I'm really not.
You are extraordinary.
You are. That's thank why you. That's why you're here.
Thank you. I disagree with
you. You're the most extraordinary one in the room.
It's really hot in this room.
Oh, it's so hot.
It is very hot.
Yeah, but you're great, Tim. You're great. We wouldn't invite you on the show if we didn't think you were great.
I mean, we're already friends, so.
What?
Okay, well, now he's got some sass.
Well, at least he's saying something.
I'll stop speaking now.
Is better than nothing.
Goodbye.
Oh, well, all shoot.
Right, Well, I guess we're just going to go into the music then.
He's having a rough week, too.
Tim, you're having a rough week. Let's talk about it.
Tim.
Why? Why?
So people can...
Relate to you.
Relate to you?
Relate to my exam grades that aren't...
I was talking about the...
Oh, yes. Yes, poker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And me as well, I suppose. But Tim Moore.
I'm having a rough week, but not in a good, like, not in a good or bad way.
Martin stole $20 from me. What do you mean stole? Games.
It's not stole. I won.
You stole it.
I won.
You stole it.
I won through sheer luck.
But I'm down $25.
Yeah.
$25 still? I thought you were at, like, 12 at this
I was
point.
Up to 18. And then I lost a lot.
You were up to 12 at one point. Or 14.
Yeah, but then I lost the $10 again to you.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was bad. Anyway.
He's not going to break the record, though.
No way.
No
$39
one will.
For
no
Evan?
One will. No one
our boy
will.
Evan?
Evan, the first week when he didn't know how to play, and no one except Jay, my roommate, knew how to play, lost $39
lost
in
nine of the
$1
first 10
games.
And it was so funny because when I first got introduced, I was like, this is cool. You know, $1, you can't lose that much money. You can't get that much money. I was down 15 by the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I lost a $10 game.
It wasn't $10 at that point, was it?
I lost five, four. I won the $2 game.
We did two and then four, then eight and then ten, and now it's capped at ten.
I think I won the two, lost the four, and lost the ten, and that really, and I lost a bunch more.
Yeah.
But now I'm okay.
Although you did only have to pay 20 of it.
I did. Jay was a nice guy.
Yeah, we didn't want you to go broke in the first week.
It would have been
bad. If you want to be amazed or horrified, we started, how many weeks ago did we start?
About four.
About 4 weeks ago, and we are currently maybe chasing. 10 to 15 games away from Game of Thousand.
We have an incredible binder system. We have an incredible binder.
Oh, yeah. We have books. We have the books. But last week, which was a shortened week too because it was fall break, we played, I think, the record amount, which was 245 games.
Very big
over
week.
Like four days.
4 days. Yes. Yeah, essentially 4 days. We had a big week.
We decided it was three.
Was it three? It was Tuesday we got back.
But we barely played on Tuesday.
We played,
yeah,
we played on Friday.
No one was back
so it was
yet.
Just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Friday and Tuesday were essentially one day, or like a half a day even. Yeah. And then
I would say Wednesday, four, because Friday, Tuesday, last Friday.
Maybe.
Four. Because we counted on a Thursday instead.
Yeah.
So 4 days, we played 245 games. Still, the four-day versus three-day makes it not at all better.
Yeah, no, it's a problem, but
it's a fun problem.
We don't show signs of slowing down.
No.
Anyway.
It is anyway. It's your music.
It's my music now.
I can't introduce it.
We're gonna jump up a decade. Is ELO 80s or 70s?
I don't know times. You're the one in like these music classes.
Jazz.
I'm in a jazz class.
Yeah, but you're also in the
I know music,
60s?
Though.
Are you in 60s?
I also am in... That's funny, yeah. 60s, yeah. Anyway, we're going to jump into the 90s. We're going grunge. We're going to start with Nirvana. We're going to finish with Pearl Jam. This is Heart-Shaped Box.
Pearl Jam.
Thank you.
we're back, apparently.
What does that
I have
mean?
To move my mic. I apologize. Turn off my mic for a second.
Okay. Anyway. I think so. Oh.
Right.
You good?
I had to move the mic, and it would have been loud.
Yeah.
You turned off the wrong mic.
Were you yellow?
No.
I turned off blue initially.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Come on, man.
Oh, well. It's a shame. Anyways.
Back to Tim.
Back to Tim.
Why me?
Because you're being quiet.
You're our guest, and we want to, like, interact. You know?
You want to interact with our guest on radio. Talk.
Thank all you. These people listening. They want to hear your beautiful voice.
How many people are listening? We really need to learn how to check how many people are listening online. Because no one's listening on radio.
At least one.
And if you are, thank you.
Thank you for listening. We've never thanked our listeners before.
We haven't. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you for listening.
To The Common Room, also known as Creative Differences, with me, Martin Price, and
Evan Fudala.
And special guest, Tim Byer.
He's talking.
Wow, he's talking now.
I am talking.
Oh my gosh.
About Tim, myself.
Your initial was a
EJF.
Minor tuberculosis. Oh. TB or TLB, which is tender loving bio.
Well, the show just took tender a loving dramatic, care.
I was so confused
turn.
By what you said.
Tuberculosis. That's my initials.
Well, thank you for that, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Why did we
take a break, Kevin?
Because it's your turn for the songs, and we usually talk.
Is it?
Yeah.
What was the second song you played?
Oceans by Pearl Jam.
I didn't even notice it. Come
on. The first one was Heart Shaped Box by Nirvana. Very grunge stuff tonight.
Grunge?
Yeah,
well, my stuff is not grunge in the slightest.
I think we're going 80s here.
Yeah, one of them is.
One of them is, at least.
The first one is Man Eater by Hall & Oates. Very classic song.
Classic.
You don't know what it is, do you?
I may know it if I hear it. I don't know that.
You definitely know it. You know it.
Okay.
And then the second song is a song that I'm surprised you don't know.
Maybe if I...
You do know it. It's Electric Feel by MGMT. So here is Man Eater. Eventually.
We are back for, will this be our final send-off, or are we doing one more afterwards?
We're doing one more.
All right, okay. Before we get into Martin's song, Martin's final song, we have to make an announcement from the American Red Cross. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
And for my final song, it's my mom's birthday, so she requested The Sound of Silence. This must be like her favorite song by now, but it's The Sound of Silence, not by Simon and Garth. It's Simon and Garth, uncle, who made the original, right?
Yes.
Yeah, not by them, but by Disturbed. And it's
actually a very different group.
Very different. But honestly, it sounds not like the other song. It's actually a pretty good song. So this is for you, Mom.
Lifted scenes while I was sleeping.
So before this last song, which is Evan's song, I want to remind you that you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in Eastern Pennsylvania. After this next song, it isn't a person, but it's a robo DJ, which actually plays some pretty good music.
Yeah, sometimes, carrying on through the night with some good tunes. Tim, would you like to say any final comments? I know you haven't said much.
I would just like to say that I'm excited to meet Annabelle one day.
I'm excited too. Yeah.
Thank you, Annabelle, for listening. This last song.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. There may be more.
There's definitely more.
We don't know. Oh, yeah. Well, your mother.
I mean, your aunt.
She usually doesn't listen to them live. She listens to them
on
the website. She also does the same thing. I mean, sometimes I listen to them live, but I get texts throughout the week being like, oh, I've listened to your, recent show.
If you want to listen to the show again, you can go to wjrh.org, where you probably are right now because you're listening online. And
if you go to our page,
which is the common room, not creative differences, it's the common room, you can listen to our past
all of our past shows at any time. Shows. Yeah, as long as you have some sort of internet connection.
Which, considering most you're listening, I think you do.
It's 2019.
It is 2019. The future is now. Good observation, Tim. Anyway, this final song is for you, Annabelle. I hope you're listening. Enjoy.
She made magic night. Can I just have one moment dance with you, my love?